Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Hello everyone, this is Christiana. Welcome to the show. Just a little bit about myself here. I am mainly intuitive and clairaudient. Clairaudient means I receive messages from spirit through hearing, or it could be like an inner hearing as well, like in your mind. Sometimes it's like someone's talking to me, other times it's like an inner voice. My tools of choice are the pendulum, tarot, runes, and oracle cards. I use whatever I'm drawn to pertaining to each client. I've been doing readings for people on and off for the past 8 years. I'm accurate, but please keep in mind that I'm not perfect, and sometimes things can be wrong or off. You know, I don't think any psychic out there is 100% right all the time. So I'm also an empath as well and absorb feelings of others and their energy. So I'm able to pick up your energy just by hearing your voice and their energy too. I look forward to working with all of you. A little bit about my business. Please check out my Facebook business page on Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. Excuse me. Please click on the link that is provided in the description box. You'll have to excuse me. I have allergies that I'm dealing with. So if I cough, excuse me. So please click on the link for the Facebook business page, Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. I can give you a much longer reading than I can on the air or a reasonable price, and I have a sliding scale fee. Please pay per minute, but if you can also negotiate with me and we can adjust the price. Feel free to contact me on my page anytime. On today's show, I'm taking callers for free mini readings. Please limit your questions to only one question per person. Thank you. No health, pregnancy, legal, or time frame questions. Feel free to call in. And again, I want to stress, please, no time frame questions. I don't do time frames. Thank you. Okay, so we have about three callers today, so I'm likely to cut the show off early after the three readings are done. And today I'm not using my tools, I'm not using cards or anything, so I ask that you're patient with me when I do your reading. Thank you. Okay, so first caller is the 773 area code.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you? Who's calling? What's your question?
My name is Nancy, and I'm just wondering about any opportunities for jobs.
Okay, 1 second while I tune in. Okay, so I'm seeing, like, something. I'm thinking the medical field. If it's not health, if it's not, like, healthcare, then it would be something where you're doing, like, more behind-the-desk type of work. I see, mm-hmm. like, a...
Wow.
So does that sound accurate, or... Yes, no.
Can I I'll validate you. I just received a degree. I'm changing careers, and it's a
mm-hmm.
degree in writing, but the focus is on medical writing. So that was really good.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
So
yeah.
Yeah, that's what I saw, that you're that's where you're going to be working in a setting like that. And I also saw like a hospital, so I am not sure if you're considering working in a hospital, you know, or if... Go ahead.
I haven't. That might be interesting. I've been thinking remotely and writing, but I haven't really considered that.
Okay. So, so you said writing and focusing on healthcare. So what? I'm not sure really what that is.
It's a really wild field. I had no idea about it earlier, but you edit and write for the medical establishment, and you either kind of translate scientific, hard scientific issues into digestible language for the public, or you edit scientific papers, or you communicate all things medical, and a lot of them have to do with clinical studies and drugs and pharmaceuticals, and it's all within this really tough guidelines because there's so many legalities. It's a fun profession. I had no idea it existed, and I'm moving from the arts because it was just too chaotic. And so I thought I'd hopefully move, and I'm glad that you said that because maybe that move will, or my decision to study that field will yield results.
Yeah, it looks like it from what I'm seeing. And let's see if I could pick up on anything else. One second. I know this is probably off the topic of what you're asking about, but I'm
okay.
Recently starting to practice with mediumship, and I got
uh-huh.
someone coming through with a really deep voice. So I don't know if you knew someone that passed that had like a really kind of like a really powerful voice, like a deep voice. Be a male. And,
you know, I'm sure I do. I have a lot of males that passed over, I know.
And he's showing me his hands, really big hands. But that's just wanted to throw that out there. That's just someone coming through to say hi. So I'm not sure quite who that would be, but it is a male energy. So
okay. I'll have to think on that. It sounds interesting.
Yeah. I know it's not a lot of detail. I'm a beginner at the mediumship. But you know what? That's what I got for you today. So
it sounds really good. I mean, You're more accurate than other people that I've talked to in the past. Just the fact that you kind of pegged what I changed my career on, that's pretty impressive. So I got to validate you on that.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm working producing evidence for people because I find that helps to validate the reading.
Oh, good. Good. Can I ask you a question? Wait, can I ask you a
yeah.
question? So how did you know that you could do this? I mean, you don't have to answer, of course, but how did you know that you could do this, and what prompted you to start doing readings?
I can't give out all of my personal information, but...
of course not.
I fell in love with someone, and mm-hmm. I really wanted to understand this person on like an energetic and spiritual level. So I started first started getting readings, like paying for them and getting them on like Blog Talk and stuff. And then I decided that I would do readings for other people because I was so intuitive and picking up on so much information that I thought I could do it for other people. So that's where I started. I've been doing
That's
it for
great.
Like about 8 or 9 years now.
Well, congratulations. I'm glad I found you, and I wish you the best night ever.
Thanks. Thanks. You take care.
I will. I'm really happy that I talked to you because I really feel much better about what I did in terms of school, because it was a big investment with the school that I to change careers. So just you saying
yeah.
that made me feel very good. It was a big investment. It was a lot of money. So thank you.
You're welcome. All right. You take care. All right. The next caller is calling from the 510 area code.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Who's calling and what is your question for me?
My name is Tasha, and I'm calling from California, and I want to see what you pick up with me and this guy named Charles. We've been dating 4 minutes. We're talking to each other. I want to see if you feel the energies of us moving forward with this or just remaining friends.
Okay, 1 second. And your name again is, remind me?
Tasha.
Tasha and Charles?
Yes.
Okay. I get that I get that he kind of likes to play around. I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to put you on mute. I'm putting you on mute so I can concentrate because it's loud in the background. So you're on mute right now. What I picked up was that he's the type of guy that likes to joke around a lot, but sometimes he doesn't know when to be serious about things. And I feel like that lack of seriousness is trickling over into or bleeding into his relationship with you. So it looks like, well, there is some romantic feelings and a friendship there, and I'm not seeing him being too serious about things. As of right now, that could definitely change in the future, but I just see him being somewhat immature about things. He's not a bad guy, just a little bit on the immature side, but yeah. So see what I'm getting. I'm gonna put you back on speaker now.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
Okay.
Thanks. Okay, next area code is 347. Hello, who's calling and what is your question for me?
Hi, this is Tanika, and my question is about work. With my current job, I'm very unhappy there. And I've been trying to, talk to human resources about maybe going to another department or something change, but I haven't gotten anywhere with them. It's just I'm met with a lot of resistance. They just don't allow anyone to move up or change or anything. And I've also been looking for other jobs, but they all offer less than what I'm making, so I'm kind of stuck. And I just wanted to know if you see any change with my current job or me changing to a different job period anytime soon, because I'm just, dying.
Wow, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, this might be like a side job type thing, but I'm seeing cleaning supplies. Excuse me. So I'm seeing cleaning supplies and like you mopping and stuff. That might be a step down from where you're at, but I'm seeing that it's possibly like a side job, like when you have the extra hours or the time to do it to make more money. And I'm seeing this as like being your own business. So I don't know if that, I mean, is that something that you've considered or something you've done in the past?
No, and my job is really full-time. Like, I start work at, like, 9 or 10. I don't end till 7. So it's like I wasn't thinking of getting a second job instead. I just really wanted to find a different job I was happy at.
How would you feel about cleaning, like cleaning houses privately for people?
I don't think I would do that.
Okay. So, that, since it's something that you probably wouldn't do then that could likely mean just be like a metaphor for your life. So basically like kind of cleaning up the mess in your life. Like as far as, and I don't just think it's work related. I think it's just in general that you have a lot of issues and things that you need to work through and clean up. So that could definitely what the mopping and the cleaning products are all about. So definitely I'd try to work on that and get more organized with your thoughts so you can figure out, you know, what it is that you can do and tolerate doing or even enjoy doing for a living. Let's see. I'm not really seeing a new position yet, as of yet, opening up for you. I'm just seeing that you need to get out of your own way and allow yourself to, like, venture out into new areas of, like, different career options and kind of set yourself free from where you're at. So if you're looking for a new job, keep looking. If you're not looking for a new job, I suggest you start looking because it would be really good for you.
Yeah, I have been looking. I'm still trying to find one that, because they come, but they don't offer what I'm making now. They want to offer a lot less, and I'm afraid to take it. So that's what I was
wondering. That's what I mean. That's what I mean by getting out of your own way. You might have to compromise and downsize in your life so you can be happy. Even with less money, but being happy, I think, is what the key is here. So definitely I see that you just have to make the decision to take that leap of faith, and then things work out for you. You'll get a job that you like. What field are you working in?
I work as a receptionist for a medical company.
Okay.
It's an organization, like.
Okay, so I'm not getting any specific field. And that might just be because Spirit wants you to keep yourself open to different things, different careers. So just stay open and keep looking. And I think take that leap of faith, and I think you'll be okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling. Next caller is 440 area code.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes. Hi. My name is
Patricia. Go ahead.
My name is Patricia, calling from Ohio. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, good. I'm making a transition. I've been teaching myself through books from the library about proofreading, because I need to start earning a new income, as well as doing other type of side gigs, freelance work. But I want to ask, in addition to just starting to be a freelance writer, I was considering to give myself more credibility, visibility. Should I, for the right opportunity, write, contribute a chapter? And of course, I would have to pay to be in the book, like an anthology type of book with someone else, and pay to be in there. Or should I just focus on this year writing just a book on my own, just to get me started, like a 100-page book? And of course, I've got many topics that are going around in my head. Which one would be the most wisest and feasible to do to give me a start?
I initially, my gut reaction was the first book that you mentioned, to pay it to be in the book.
Contributing a chapter in an anthology book.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, he paid to be in there.
Yeah, okay. That one felt more promising to me than the other one. I think both avenues are actually good for you. But I'd start with the anthology. Start with that one. That's the one I'd start with.
Yeah. Okay. Like I said, I'm starting to move into new areas this year, teaching myself the freelance writing and like going to business and business to business. But anyway, I'm just starting, just to get myself again, getting myself visibility by writing on my social media, blog posts and articles. But with the proofreading, I don't know how to, I want to go towards the online, but I just don't know, and I don't know anyone. I don't have any connections per se, and I'm just trying to figure out, and obviously I would have to do a few free, in exchange for getting testimonials and referrals. But to do it in a way that I just do those, a few free, but I just don't know how to get started. And then I know there's so many different types of online documents. Start with the ones that will give me a easier, shorter entree and then build upon that.
Yeah. I basically the best advice or what I'm getting is to start smaller, you know, rather than taking on a giant project, start smaller if you can. maybe take continue studying, and then you can also, like, I know from just what other people have told me, you could build up, like, followers on LinkedIn and connect with people there if you're looking for connections.
Right.
That can be a really tough to get started. I'm sorry, I'm not really getting too much information there, but I definitely go with that contributing to that book you mentioned, and maybe just doing your research and really digging into it and seeing what avenues you can take to get yourself out there. And if you find something that you think might work, just go with it.
Yeah. Yes, start of new things, but just getting the experience and getting started. Yeah, because I have so much planned. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I'm sorry, I couldn't give you more information.
Yeah. Well, I'll just continue to pray about it and meditate and just, you know, be open to the right, you know, guidance. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Yeah, sometimes, this is for everybody, but sometimes I will not get certain information for whatever reason. And that's always tough because I want to give people information, but sometimes it doesn't always come to me. And I'm not using my cards or my tools today to do the reading, so it can make it more challenging for sure. But I enjoy doing the readings this way. I feel like I can be more open to things, and rather than focusing so much on the cards. So I'm going to end the show now, but thank you everyone for calling. And I will be planning another show again soon, so stay tuned to Blog Talk and my page, and there will be another episode being aired soon. All right, thank you everyone. Take care.